How you doing, Drew? We're gonna start mid-sip.
I'm good.
So
I'm
good. this is a new video concept that we're coming up with at Goulet called Right Now.
Is that what we're calling it?
This is what we're calling
it. I never heard that. So cool. I like it.
It's gonna be an informal, more than just Brian
clearly
style video where we're gonna talk about more timely things. We're trying to shoot these in the morning and get them published that day.
Hence the mid-sip.
Yes.
Of coffee.
So it's gonna be super duper informal. And we're gonna start it off strong with a good Lamy presence here.
Seriously, I'm already not shutting up about these pens because I didn't know you had so many.
I have a lot. You know, when I pull them all out, it's incredible. So the catalyst for this, and you're trying to talk over me, I appreciate that, Drew. The catalyst for this is the Vibrant Pink, right? The new seasonal edition, All-Star, that is coming out. We are going to be getting these, I think, tomorrow. So that's going to be, what is it? Today is Thursday, what day is today? Margaret, do you know what day today is? The 8th. And tomorrow, I think, if we can get things coordinated well, we'll have these. With the ink. With good stock.
That's attractive.
It is attractive. So I thought, what better opportunity, kick it off strong with this, and bust out my entire Lamy collection, because I actually have quite a few. Now, this is just Safari's All-Stars and Studios. So this is like all the past seasonal editions and everything. And I thought this would be a nice little treat for me and Drew, but also for you all. So we have no real plan. We just wanted to pull out the pens and talk about them.
Seriously, do you have all of them? Like, is there one that you're missing? You're just like, oh, so, I just can't.
Well, okay, so.
Cause I thought at least I had one that you didn't have, but I do not.
No, there's a lot. And they've done a lot of like regional ones, you know, where they've done maybe a color with a black clip that's different, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got a couple of those, like
yeah, I got a couple,
same color, like the red one with the black and silver, blue and black and silver.
So there's a lot of variants, and the regional ones end up, like you can't get them obviously except in that region. So there might be an Asia specific one or something like that, and they'll come out with those, and seriously, they'll be gone, and then a couple years later on eBay, they'll sell for like $300.
Have we ever had a region-specific one? Like a U.S.-specific one?
Not that I'm aware.
Huh. You remember what my first fountain pen was, right?
No.
Yes, remember?
Really?
Yes, 2011. This was it. This was my very first fountain pen.
Ocean Blue All-Star
with a 1.1.
1.1, nice.
This was back when, you know, I was just putting whatever nib on whatever. But it is not quite as beat up as you might think, despite me using it as much as I have. Mm-hmm. But
it's a sturdy pen, and the Ocean Blue is phenomenal.
Look at this.
Still one of my favorites.
How handsome is that, though, right there, right?
I know, look at that. Well, you know, the Ocean Blue, Drew, goes nicely with mine.
All right, I don't want to get started on this, but Brian and I
We got a good, great Contigo debate here.
Okay.
It's not even a coffee mug debate. No, it's a Contigo debate.
It's not. They're hard to clean. They've got springs and buttons.
No, no.
I prefer a hole, flap, close the hole, done, simple,
no.
Over.
See, Drew, this... Look at that. I turn it upside
down.
Look,
this is fine too.
Yeah, but it's closed.
Well, yeah.
Me, I go to pick it up. Oh, look, naturally, I'm just going to grab this anyway. Take a sip.
I don't want to have to kung fu grip my coffee mug every time I sip it. I want to casually. I might want to just put the pinky out, you know? I want that option.
You know?
I want that versatility.
To each their own. It's a capitalist market out there, and you can buy and sell whatever coffee mugs
that's true.
Please you.
So, do you have a favorite one of these?
Oh my gosh.
Because I do.
I get asked this. Okay, you go first then.
I don't, the Ruby All-Star, I don't like red nearly as much as I like the blue. And I like the coffee look, but for whatever reason, this one has always had my 1.5 nib on it.
Yeah.
And I think I've just equated the 1.5 with the Ruby All-Star. This one was actually like scraped on the bottom, so we didn't sell it when we got it in.
That's right.
So I remember that. We bought it at a discount.
That's right. We like bottom shelved it before that was really a thing.
Mm-hmm. But I've always had the 1.5 on it, and this 1.5 just writes beautifully. Like,
that does look really good. What ink you got in there, Drew?
I think this is Matador. Ooh. I don't know why I said happy birthday. Actually, you know what? It's Archer's birthday this weekend.
All right.
Okay, so maybe it's for Archer.
Very cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Who is Archer, for people that don't know?
Oh, that's my wee lad. That's my wee lad. That's
Your
my
wee lad.
That's my wee lad.
Is that what you say?
Sometimes I don't know. I did today. All he right. actually helped me. He actually helped me press my French today. my
I've never heard that.
Well, he pressed my French. I let him hit the button this morning.
Pressed
so
my French.
I've got a nice combination of Blanchard's Darkest Dark in here, and then
nice.
a little bit of refresh from whatever's in the kitchen. because
so you gotta, it's a blend.
It is a very intentional blend, because
nice.
I drank a lot of it on the way here, because
oh yeah,
there was an accident on like Skipwith and Broad. Someone T-boned somebody, so I was just...
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
Enjoying my commute.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, one question I know we're going to get asked is the color, specifically of the vibrant pink. Because people are like, well, there's already been some pinks, there's been some purples. So that's why, that's part of why I wanted to bust them all out, is I thought we could, like, pull them out and show some of the pens that have been somewhat similar. So we have, let's see here, we'll pull them all out. Yeah, the purple, that's the one that I think is going to be closest associated to it. But the purple, it's really got a tinge of brown to it.
See, it's crazy because I didn't think it did until...
Well, when you hold it side by
yeah,
side.
Yeah, seriously, I hold it over here away from it, it looks purple.
Super purple, yeah.
Then you bring it over there and no.
What about the bubblegum pink?
Yeah, so the pink... So yeah, the bubblegum pink Safari, it's a little hotter pink, so it looks a little more magenta next to that one, as opposed to, you know, kind of a darker brown.
It definitely does look more like a aluminized version of the Safari, though.
Mm-hmm. And then this one, this is the Raspberry from a few years back. And unfortunately for me, this one is a rollerball. It's not even a fountain pen. That's why it doesn't have an ink window.
Wah-wah.
Scandalous, I know, but it's the only color that I could find. And then, of course, we got the Ruby right here as well. And then just for kicks and giggles, we got the neon coral. That's not that close to it at all, but...
Still looks very Valentine's Day themed.
Yeah. But when you look at them, you're like, wow, they've really done a lot of, like, pinky, red, purpley kind of things.
Yeah, they kind of have.
But, of course, Dark Lilac. I'm just going to throw it in there because I love that pen. That one just, like, It looks really dark next to these, doesn't it?
Well,
it looks really dark.
I'm really surprised at how brown the Purple All-Star looks in comparison.
I know.
I've never seen it quite like that.
I know. Go figure. And then this one, too. Do you remember the Violet...
I do.
Which looks really, really similar to the Dark Lilac. So this was a special edition, gosh, several years back. Looks really close, though. So, yeah. They haven't done, like, a deep violet All-Star.
Well, yeah, now I want one because I thought this was it. But it's not at all anymore.
Oh, no.
This was my second one.
Just imagine.
This was my second one. I had to rebuy it because my wife lost it.
Oh.
She also lost this one, but we found it.
Yes.
And she's had her
once was lost is now.
Well,
found.
She's had her fountain pen privileges kind of revoked. She's more or less admitted that she's not, like, capable of not finding its way under her car seat for, you know, several months and it drying out and becoming sad and lonely.
Margaret's dying over there.
She also had this one. This one.
The pink one?
This one never to be found.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Gone forever.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
See, she'll be the first to admit it. She knows.
Okay.
She knows.
But that's nice, though, with, like, a Lamy as opposed to, you know, it's not like you bought her some, like, Namiki Rodden or something like that, and it got buried in the car.
I don't even know if I trust myself with one of those.
Yeah, it gets a little
All right, so I asked you, what's your favorite? Come on.
My favorite? Jeez. I don't know, Drew. You know, they're like children to me. I just love them all, and I can't choose.
Brian is the master of cop-out answers for hypothetical questions.
Wait, whoa.
He is a seasoned
pro. No, I'm not a cop-out.
Ugh.
I just like to expand upon your
Even this is a cop-out!
No,
even this is
a cop-out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm providing proper context to the situation is all I'm doing. So, Drew, you're really good at hypotheticals. I feel like this could become a thing. Like, have you got a good hypothetical?
I think you'd be like, oh, well, what's the weather like that day? Or like, oh, what am I wearing during this hypothetical?
Exactly. Yeah. What kind of hypothetical do you have top of mind? Because you've done some really good ones in the past. I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, man. If you could have one piece of... I mean, I know you're not a sports guy, but still, like...
Oh, I know all the sports is...
I've been asking people this week if they could have one piece of sports memorabilia, what would it be? Like...
Ooh.
The bat that was used to do this, or
okay.
You know, Brandon just legit wants the Stanley Cup. I was like, well, that means that no one else is gonna get it. You realize that? He's like, yeah, but yeah, that's what I want.
Is there only one?
Yeah, there's only one,
and they just pass it around.
Mm-hmm.
Every
it's
year?
The oldest trophy, like ever. And
how about that?
So I learned
you
that.
Taught me something sports.
I did. I learned
how
that this week
that?
Too. I didn't
wow.
know.
Wow, empowering through education, Drew.
Yep, and Colin wants
okay.
Colin wants a hockey stick that someone like laid on the ground and pretended like it was on fire. And apparently that's a big no-no because you're not supposed to have fun in hockey.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he got fined for that.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
But you can do touchdown dances. Actually, I don't know if you can do touchdown dances anymore.
It's got to be delicate. You can't, like...
Yeah. Delicate dances.
Yeah, you can't over.
Like pirouettes and...
Yeah.
Point.
So, is that a legit question you're asking
yeah,
me?
Yeah, sure.
What's
the first one that came up? You asked me for the first one that was on my mind.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm going to go really left field because I knew nothing about sports. I'm going to say I would like to have... the curling stone that was the winning curling stone from the first Olympics that curling was in.
That would be pretty cool.
I don't know which that is.
It's also kind of timely because the Olympics are...
The Olympics are upon us.
They are.
Almost. Yes. So please don't sue us for talking about the Olympics, Olympic Committee. They're a very litigious group, they are.
Well, don't say that if you don't want them to sue us.
I'm just...
They're very nice and we love them.
Oh, yeah, I guess
not like they're watching. Dang it. Good Lord.
Sorry. Oh, well, uncut. That's how we go. But
curling stone.
Yes.
Right up there. Curling stone. Right up there behind the behind your wall of randomness.
You know what?
Curling stone right up on top.
You know what? I'm gonna backpedal on that just a little bit and take a little side shift. Do you remember, I don't remember if it was the last Olympics, or it might have been two Olympics ago. There was like the, oh gosh, what team was it?
Oh, I know what you want. You want the crowbar. Tonya Harding crowbar.
No. Right, I don't want that. No, the curling, there was the curling team, I forget what country they were from, that had like the crazy pants. That was like their thing. They all wore these like crazy plaid like golf pants.
Do you remember?
Who was that? What team was that?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Was it Finland or it was some like Nordic country.
Yeah, clothes.
And they wore like these crazy like golf pants and that became like their thing.
There you go.
They like put curling on the map that year.
Brian wants curling golf pants.
Somebody's curling pants.
That is who. You know, for someone that doesn't know anything about sports, that's actually a pretty entertaining answer.
You know why I like curling?
Tell me.
They're not, I mean, they are professionals because they're there at the Olympics, but they, like, curling doesn't pay anything.
No.
So they're all, like, working day jobs.
That's what Micah was telling me.
And then
me.
They, like, go to the Olympics and curl. Yeah. So there was, I remember last year at the Olympics, I was watching the curling, and they had, like, one dude in between, like, the semifinals and final or whatever, and he was, like, on his laptop working remotely because he was, like, he didn't have enough PTO. To go to the Olympics, so he had to like remote in.
I love that
VPN to his job.
Michael was telling me that yesterday.
I got respect. That is respect. Not only are you at the Olympics, but you got like that's your side hustle.
Yeah,
you got, like your day job. That's
the current UFC heavyweight champion is also an active full time firefighter as well.
That's pretty awesome.
So yeah, UFC doesn't pay a lot either.
Well, hey, unless you're like the champ, right? You know,
he is the champ.
Oh,
yeah, he's the heavyweight champion of the world.
The dude could get like a sponsorship somewhere.
Well, he might just like being a hero.
Well, that's also very noble, and we like being heroes too, Drew. I think you're a hero for being the first one on this uncut
definitely,
form of video.
Definitely, I feel heroic.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to have this up later today, and if we have this up, if this video publishes on February 8th, 2018. Then we'll have accomplished our mission. So we're going to look to try to do these, I think, a couple times a week. It's a new thing that we're going to be starting here, and we're super pumped about it.
Heck yeah.
This was just a little intro. We're going to try to like write with more stuff. We're going to try to show prospective products that we don't carry yet to get feedback from you all. We're going to try to show items that we don't necessarily even carry or sell, but just we really want to give you an insight into what it's like to be here and to just, you know, we play with products all the time. We test things. We talk about pens all the time, and we want to open that world up to you a little bit. So we hope you've enjoyed this a lot, and we'll see you for episode number 2 coming at you next week. Right on.
Later.